The Mishnah says in Dafei Zemanal, first Mishnah in Kiddushin, Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, Mekonis Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. So the Isha is Niknes with three ways, and she can be Kona herself in two ways. What does it mean Mekonis Atzma? So Rashi says, but the Ramaskal Mekonis Atzma B'Shtei Drachim, Mekonis Atzma is like Rashi, Lios B'Shusa Linasa L'Acher. She's Kona herself to be in her own Rishus, to be able to get married to somebody else. That's how Rashi touches up Mekonis Atzma. The question is, what is this Arichas in Rashi? Why does he need to say all these words, Lios B'Shusa, to be in her own Rishus, Linasa L'Acher, to get married to somebody else? It's partially what Mekonis Atzma means. What is this? What does Rashi want with this Arichas? And it's a do that the Achronim are masbid that from this Rashi is a raya to the Shita Sapnei Yeshua, Kenegid Avnei Miluim. There's a famous machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluim. We mentioned this in Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel. Machlokes how to understand the din that Kiddushin is not typhus by Inishis Ish. The Avnei Miluim understands that this, the Kiddushin is not typhus by Inishis Ish, is the same as any other erva. Just like any erva, Kiddushin is not typhus and Kzeres HaKasev, and Kiddushin types in by Rayas, who are then by Inishis Ish also, we learn out from a pasuk that Kiddushin is not typhus by Inishis Ish because of the erva of Inishis Ish. But the Pnei Yeshua learns that it's much more fundamental than that. You don't need to come on to the regular Gzeres HaKasev that it's not Teves Bei Shishish because she's an Erva, but it's a Svara. And Shishish is Knuy LaBaila. She belongs to the Baal. She's B'shus HaBaal. And being that she's Knuy to the Baal, she doesn't have a Yad to be Makabal Kedushin from somebody else because right now she's coming to the Baal. So the whole Metzias of being Mekadosh in Shishish is not Shaykh. Not because she's an Erva Bei Shishish, but because she's Knuy LaBaal. And her being Knuy LaBaal, being B'shus HaBaal, is mafkia the ability of anyone else's kedushin to be typhus, because how can you be mekadosh her? How can you be kohen if she's right now knuya to the baal? That's how the Pnei Yeshua understands it. It's a svar. You don't even need to come on to the regular din of ben kedushin tosin by rayas. And it would seem that Achronim say that from this Rashi is a raya to the shita of Pnei Yeshua, because Rashi says that's what Rashi is being marichov. We have a kohenis atzma lios b'shusa linasa la'acher. The kohenis atzma means that she's kind herself back to being her own rishus, and now she's able to be linasa la'acher. Now she could get married to somebody else, but before this happened, the reason why she can't get married to somebody else is because she's not Bershusa, she's Bershusa Baal, and Bershusa Baal is Mafkia, the Kiddushin of someone else, to be Chal on her, but now that she's Kodesh Atzma, she buys herself back, she's now in her own Rishus, and now she has the ability to be Linasa La'achar. So from Rashi, it's very much Mashma that he's going like the Shita of Yeshua, that Eshishish would have her own din. Why in Kiddushin types him, besides the regular Gzeres HaKasev, but because of the Svara that she's Knuy LaBaal, and therefore cannot become Knuy to somebody else.